Epilogue. Yevgenia's White Swans. Yevgenia Krasnova went into the long hibernation that was necessary for producing a new book. She stayed in New York City, where she found it easiest to find tranquility, alone with her text. It was easiest to concentrate after long periods during which she was surrounded by crowds, hoping to run into Nero so she could make a snide remark to him, perhaps humiliate him, possibly win him back. She canceled her email account, switched to writing longhand since she found it soothing, and hired a secretary to type her text. She spent 8 years writing, erasing, correcting, venting her occasional anger at the secretary, interviewing new secretaries, and quietly rewriting. Her apartment was full of smoke, with papers strewn on every surface. Like all artists, she remained dissatisfied with the state of completion of her work, yet she felt that she had gone far deeper than with her first book. She laughed at the public who extolled her earlier work, for she now found it shallow, hurriedly completed, and undistilled. When the new book, which was aptly called The Loop, came out, Yevgenia was wise enough to avoid the press and ignore her reviews and stayed insulated from the external world. As expected by her publisher, the reviews were laudatory. But strangely, few were buying. People must be talking about the book without reading it, he thought. Her fans had been waiting for it and talking about it for years. The publisher, who now owned a very large collection of pink glasses and led a flamboyant lifestyle, was presently betting the farm on Yevgenia. He had no other hits and none in sight. He needed to score big to pay for his villa in Carpentras in Provence and his dues on the financial settlement with his estranged wife, as well as to buy a new convertible Jaguar, pink. He'd been certain that he had a good shot with Yevgenia's long-awaited book, and he couldn't figure out why almost everyone called it a masterpiece, yet no one was buying it. A year and a half later, The Loop was effectively out of print. The publisher, now in severe financial distress, thought he knew the reason. The book was too fucking long. Yevgenia should have written a shorter one. After a long but soothing lacrimal episode, Yevgenia thought of the characters in the rainy novels of Georges Simenon and Graham Greene. They lived in a state of numbing and secure mediocrity. Second-rateness had charm, Yevgenia thought, and she'd always preferred charm over beauty. So Yevgenia's second book, too, was a black swan.